One of Boston's top-performing charter schools wants to build a new high school in Roslindale, but the long-awaited expansion of Roxbury Prep has turned into a bitter street fight, lawn by lawn. The story from WBUR's Max Larkin.
Right now, Roxbury Prep High School is a schoolhouse divided, two campuses more than five crosstown miles apart. Half of its students go to school on Maywood Street in Roxbury, in a converted office building the school is renting.
So this is only our 11th and 12th grade in this building. There's not enough classrooms in this space to fit 9 through 12. We barely fit with what we have right now.
That's Bridget McElduff, a staffer at the school. Her tour begins in an all-brick room that does triple duty as cafeteria, auditorium, and art class. The room is packed with students during lunchtime and still only fits half of a single grade. Like many charter schools, Roxbury Prep emphasizes high expectations and hard work. Its hallways are kept quiet. Its courses are rigorous. The Maywood Street building has been dressed up to reflect those goals, with Ivy League pennants and top GPAs posted on the walls. But you can't help but notice the building's limitations. Cramped stairwells, a kind of conference room turned science lab, and other tenants just on the other side of the wall. Meanwhile, the school's 9th and 10th graders study in a former parochial school in Hyde Park. That can mean up to an hour in traffic for anyone going between both campuses, from staff to student clubs and sports teams. It's Deborah Dunlap's one reservation about Roxbury Prep, where her daughter Olivia is a junior.
I'm really sad that she's not getting a real high school experience. How close-knit can a school be if you've got 9th and 10th in one spot, 11th and 12th in another?
After a five-year search that weighed 57 sites, Roxbury Prep landed on 361 Belgrade Avenue, a lot on the Roslindale-West Roxbury line. There, steps from the commuter rail and bus routes, they hope to build a 96,000-square-foot single high school, complete with a gym, a cafeteria, and parking. But almost as soon as the school began to push for the site last year, the neighborhood pushed back.
When we first started out, it was traffic. It was kids on our lawn, kids on our porch.
Like 10% of Roxbury Prep families, the Dunlaps, who are African American, live in Roslindale. So they've watched as the fight over 361 Belgrade has balkanized their neighborhood. Lawn signs sprouted up everywhere, some in support of the project, but even more against. You'd think it was a hotly contested political campaign. 16-year-old Olivia Dunlap has gone door-to-door for the school with her mom. For a while, she says, it seemed like her neighbors were listening and could be persuaded.
A lot of people actually ask me questions about the school. Like, what do I do? What do I learn? How does it affect me in my future? It makes me feel like people actually want to hear my side.
And Deborah Dunlap, Olivia's mom, says that in return, the school responded to neighbors' concerns. They added an outdoor space where students could socialize off the street and a drop-off area for parents. But after months of advocacy, the Stop 361 Belgrade signs are still up. And that's left the Dunlaps with a bad taste in their mouths, like how neighbors still worry about traffic, even though few of the school students drive.
And they pause when they say traffic. It's like, oh, we don't want you here because of traffic. And it's just like, there's going to be traffic everywhere. Like, there's condos going up.
It feels like code. It shouldn't come as a surprise that some school supporters see a racial undercurrent in the resistance. Roxbury Prep students are almost exclusively Black or Latino, while the abutting communities are largely white. An early petition to block the school warned it could make the area less desirable or spoil its suburban feel. One lawn sign put up nearby says, "Stop 361 Belgrade, save our neighborhood." Sarah Harold helped start a neighborhood group that was formed in part to oppose the building. She lives about a block from the site.
I mean, as a city as a whole, race is an issue. Racism is an issue. But as far as the whole opposition to the project started and formed, race has not ever been a part of that.
Harold says the real issue is space. She notes that the school expects to fit 800 or so high schoolers at 361 Belgrade, plus staff. At 120 square feet per student, that would make it more densely packed than almost all of Boston's existing high schools.
You're looking at about 900 commuting individuals to an acre lot. That's a lot of people to put in such a small space.
As new condos go up, the area is getting denser, and traffic can be bad. And there's another tension at play. Roxbury Prep is a charter school. In the past 2 years, Boston officials have complained about the growing amount of money the city sends to charter schools each year, without full reimbursement from the state. But since 2011, the state has allowed Roxbury Prep to enroll up to 1,800 students. School officials say they plan to hit that mark in the near future, whether or not they get a new school building. For now, the neighborhood squabble over 361 Belgrade is at a standoff. But the school will file a more substantial plan for the site later this year. Then community meetings and impact advisory groups. Just a few first steps on the long and very uncertain road to a groundbreaking. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.